Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
In Andorlino, the bankruptcy court found that an inherited IRA is not the property of the bankruptcy estate and exempt from the claims of creditors. While the Supreme Court recently ruled in Clark that an inherited IRA is not protected from bankruptcy under Section 522, this case allowed the exemption under Bankruptcy Code Section 541. Section 541 specifically carves out the following from the bankruptcy estate: a restriction on the transfer of a beneficial interest of the debtor in a trust that is enforceable under applicable non-bankruptcy law is enforceable in a case under this title. The court indicated it had to first apply relevant New Jersey law to determine whether the debtor's inherited IRA is the property of the bankruptcy estate. In this case, New Jersey law was unclear. It states that the exemption is available to a qualifying trust, which means a trust created or qualified and maintained pursuant to federal law, including but not limited to IRC Section 408. In this case, neither of the parties disputed that the IRA account held by the debtor's mother was a qualified trust when it was initially created. Thus, the question before the bankruptcy court was whether the IRA is somehow transformed into something other than a qualifying trust when it passes to the debtor as an inherited IRA. The court found that the IRA's status as a qualifying trust remains unchanged, notwithstanding the debtor's receipt of the IRA as a beneficiary, and the inherited IRA was therefore not property of the bankruptcy estate. Shortly, Ed Morrow, one of LISI's preeminent commentators, will be providing a more detailed write-up on this subject. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.